Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Dr. Rick Knapp, director here at the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida, with a live update on Hurricane Matthew. Our intermediate public advisory just released here at 2 p.m. Eastern time. Maximum sustained winds still at 140 miles per hour. That makes it a Category 4 hurricane and is still moving to the northwest at 14 miles per hour. Still lashing the Bahamas, having passed near Nassau and Andros. Barrier Islands have been affected, and now it's headed in the general direction of Freeport. Not exactly sure where the center will pass relative to that island, but they're going to be impacted severely later today and tonight. This is still a situation in which we have hurricane warnings up for most of the east coast of Florida. Tropical storm warnings still in Miami-Dade County, the middle and northern Keys. And then we have the hurricane warnings extending up into Georgia, in South Carolina, and hurricane watches even north of that, farther up the coast in South Carolina. So one thing I want folks to realize is that just because the cone of uncertainty does not include some of the areas in Florida that are under warnings doesn't mean you are out of the woods. Those warnings are still up for a very, very good reason. And let's take a look at the radar to drive home the point that these hurricanes are not just a point on the map. Here is the eye of the hurricane west of the Barrier Islands. And this band right here, which is just about 50, 60 miles west of the eye of the hurricane, that easily could have hurricane force winds in it. And then this band, which is more like 100 to 120 miles out to the west of the eye of the hurricane, that could easily have tropical storm conditions in it. So a persistent band of tropical storm conditions could be just about to come on shore. And Rob Morieda, who is the warning coordination meteorologist here at the local National Weather Service forecast office, where we share the facility with the Hurricane Center. Rob, you're already seeing winds on shore that portend that the winds are on the increase here in southeast Florida.
Absolutely. We just had a wind gust of 59 miles an hour at Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport at 145. And that's an indication of these squalls that are increasing not only in frequency as the afternoon progresses, but also in intensity, with these tropical storm force sustained winds getting ready to move on shore within the next hour or two. So that's what we're expecting, and we certainly want folks in South Florida to already be indoors, because these winds are dangerous. They can knock trees down. We've already had some reports of some tree branches down, and those reports are only going to increase along with power lines down.
So staying off the roads is absolutely good advice, not just because of the debris and things that could be on the road, but the slick roads and eventually inland flooding that could occur is one way you can get yourself into trouble. So stay off the roads. And the winds are not just going to be a coastal concern. The winds are an inland concern. The tropical storm warning and the hurricane warning still up, even if you're out of the cone of uncertainty.
Absolutely. The cone really becomes less relevant as the center gets closer to you, because we know that the impacts of the hurricane extend for, you know, a long, long distance. And the cone is only the most likely location of the center of the storm. So we have to keep that in mind. Keep in mind what our warnings are and what the impacts are going to be across our area.
And this is going to be overnight into tomorrow morning. And you still can't rule out getting hurricane conditions in the hurricane warning area in Broward County and then also in Palm Beach County. We also want to talk about storm surge, because that is the other hazard that extends northward from Palm Beach County all the way into Georgia and South Carolina. This is our prototype storm surge warning and watch. This is the issue that people in central and northern Florida need to heed the evacuation instructions by tonight, because tomorrow morning the weather goes downhill. We will continue to update you from the National Hurricane Center and the forecast office. Dr. Rick Knapp here at the National Hurricane Center. Stay tuned.